Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group here. We are a complete retirement planning firm, and by that I mean we do what I think makes you complete in your retirement plan, investment planning. We do active money management, income planning, creating income throughout your retirement, tax planning, getting to tax-free, or getting as close to tax-free as possible, the asset protection piece, how do you protect the assets from unforeseen events, and then also the estate and legacy piece, the documents and the plans that control assets during your lifetime and then down to your children and grandchildren. That's being complete. That's my opinion of it. So we're going to get into a lot of this today. On today's show, we're going to look at some things that are going on. Obviously, the market, there's been a lot of volatility. I would ask the question, look at the balance of your 401k, now subtract 10%. How does that make you feel? We're going to talk about this. Also, according to the Federal Reserve, baby boomers have amassed $76 trillion. You know, they control 52% of the wealth. It's crazy. Powerful, powerful contingent, but they're not spending it. And I want to talk about that as well. And we're going to get into some things, as I mentioned. It is it's tax season. In fact, this week in 1913, the 16th Amendment, unfortunately, was added to the Constitution, which brought in the income tax. We're going to talk about that as it relates to your retirement plan. This is what I mean by being complete. We're going to get into a lot today. I always want to be a resource for you, give you some great information that's going to make a difference, actionable items. And if you want to give us a call at any point for some of the information or schedule a time or you want to chat, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. We have information. We have a library. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can actually sign up for our classes, too. We have New Reality in Retirement. We post them every month. So that's an opportunity as well. Again, all of this information for you, it's free, so there's no excuse. Let me start by getting into this. I mentioned and I posed the question in the beginning. Look at the balance in your 401k, now subtract 10%. Now, that doesn't feel good, but on average, it happens once a year. But the thing about it is that we go through some of this turbulence. I think it's a great question to ask because maybe it makes you stop and think about what's going on in your portfolio and what are you doing. I think we have people come into our office, and usually they have a stack of investments. I've talked about this many times before. They have three or four different accounts. Their spouse has three or four different accounts. And then we've talked about these orphaned 401ks. You know, I've mentioned this many times before. I think there's 3 million out there, 30 million orphaned 401ks. It means from job changes who've left them in other places. 1.6 trillion. This was a study by Capitalize. And so what does that mean? It means, and I get it. Look, this is not to be critical. We're busy with life. But there's something, this is why this is so critical. How much is it going to ultimately cost us? I posed the question before, when was the last time you updated and balanced your portfolio? The answer probably is you're long overdue. And so these are some things I just want to get you to maybe take action on, or a call to action. I've mentioned the fact that if you have an old 401k, maybe you have multiple old 401ks. Maybe you have an old IRA. I have this happen very often. People come in. They have accounts all over the place. There's portability. You can put them all into one account. So I would always say step one in this process is please get organized. Get all your stuff in one place. And then understand we can start to take a look under the hood. We do portfolio analysis here, and it's interesting because a lot of times we find things out that you were probably totally unaware of. And so these are things that, you know, again, you just want to find out because at some point when you retire, there's things that maybe are going to cost you quite a bit in your retirement planning. The other point I did want to make, especially with the volatility in this market, is there was a study done, and it said that this was by Global Atlantic. Talked to people between age 55 and 75. It found over half of them would rather protect their existing savings than seek growth or wealth. And so I just want to talk a little bit about this and what you can do. Are there ways to protect your wealth? The short answer is yes. There are strategies out there. And again, we're an active portfolio manager. We provide active portfolio management. I'm an investment advisor rep, as I said before. That's part of what we do. I'm also insurance licensed. You know, what about that protection piece, especially if you're going into retirement? You know, three times in the last century, there was a 10 or 12 year period where if you put a dollar into the market, 37 to 47, 60, 1965 to 1981, and 2000 to 2012, all three occasions, someone who invested a dollar in the S&P at the start would have ended up with less than a dollar after accounting for inflation. That's crazy. And I'm not saying I know what's going to happen in the market, but what I'm saying is for those of you out there that are saying, hey, I don't want to go backwards. I'm part of that group that says, hey, I want to protect. And even if it's on a portion of the assets, there are ways to protect the assets. In fact, you can get complete principal protection. You can still get some upside growth. And I would even tell you this. The most recent period, which was from 2000 to 2012, the market was actually negative over that time. If you put a dollar in the S&P, again, it would be less than a dollar after 10 or 11 years. I know that sounds crazy, but that is a true statement of fact. We had the tech bubble from 2000 to 2002, three successive years of down years. 2008, we know about the financial crisis. The market was actually lower 10 years later. And so, again, I'm not suggesting that's going to happen. I don't know. But for those of you that have worked all these years to grow this wealth, what are you doing to protect it? And there are strategies out there where you can invest dollars. You can get upside in the market. By the way, over that 10-year period that I'm talking about, do you know you would have been up in 2000 to 2010 with the strategy? Because you would have. There were 7 out of 10 years that were up. Guess what? You would have participated in those years. This is a way to, again, grow wealth. Do it with no risk, and maybe you do it on a portion of the investments. This is a strategy, and for those of you that want to learn more about this, again, I'm just giving you some of these ideas. Yes, we still want to have growth. Yes, that can be part of our portfolio, but what about the safe money? What about the money that we want to try to protect? There's ways to do that. And so if you want to get some information on that, you know, give us a call. We can show you that, these ideas, as part of your portfolio. Just pick up the phone. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. And again, we can share some of these ideas. We'll get you some information on it if you like. Or if you just want to schedule a few minutes to chat about your portfolio, part of this whole thing, too, is taking a look at your portfolio. What do you own? I've had someone come in the other day. We looked at their 401k. This is something, again, I'm working with someone, they have a 401k. We help you on the 401k. You know, even if we're not managing it, I'm going to help you with that. But I noticed that they had quite a bit in international, quite a bit in small cap. Are you aware of these investments? Small cap has underperformed dramatically over the last 5 years. I've mentioned before, over the last 5 years, the S&P has been up close to 90%. International has been up 25%. What do you own? Are you aware of this? And then what about the safe piece of it? This is all part of it. Again, if you want us to do this analysis for you, a lot of these things, there's a domino effect because, and we're going to talk more about this, the structure of your portfolio certainly can relate to the success of your plan, which certainly can relate to having enough income and making sure you don't outlive your income. So if you want some help with this, again, this is part of this whole plan, talking about creating, protecting principal, creating that piece in your investment, but also overall, what about that growth piece too? What are we doing there? Again, I've got a lot more to get into, but if you want some help with this, just pick up the phone. Give us a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can email us. You can schedule a time there. Again, if you just want to have a chat for 15 minutes or so, I'll make myself available for that. And maybe we'll come up with some ideas. Certainly one or two things that can make a difference in your overall plan. Stick around. I want to get into some other things that relate. Again, all of this stuff, we talk about the domino effect, not just your investments, but then how do we minimize the tax on them? What should we own in each bucket? A lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We talked a little bit about the market and some of the things that are going on. We've had a lot of volatility here. A lot of things are going on. I want to spend a few more minutes on that. But also, I did want to offer, again, for those of you that want the portfolio analysis, the look under the hood, find out what you own, get organized. You know, I always say throw everything in a box. This will be a great exercise to go through. You probably uncover some things you were unaware of. What do you own? You know, what's the risk? What are the fees? those are things we might want to take a look at, we should take a look at, in getting that one piece in place. I want to talk another aspect of your retirement, the investments and how it all, this domino effect. But again, if you want help with that, if you have questions, and we talked also about that protection piece, pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time to call or to set up a call. If you want to come into the office, can do a deep dive. You can also sign up for a newsletter. We have a library there, and you can sign up for our upcoming classes for this next month. We do have live classes that you can attend. All of this is, again, to be a resource for you in retirement. I spent a little bit of time in the first segment on this market because there's been a lot of, I like to sometimes call it noise. You know, Warren Buffett has been raising cash. He has $300 billion. You know, the Berkshire Hathaway Fund is worth about $1 trillion. So it's been his highest cash position. And so is this a harbinger for what's going to happen in the market? We've seen earnings have been coming out. We have tariffs that are an issue. We have all of these things. But the question is, and so when uncertainty comes along, we have this tendency to do things that sometimes are in our own best interest. I've talked about emotions. I've talked about Daniel Kahneman, the father of, quote unquote, which I think he is considered. He's won a Nobel Prize for, financial behavior. You know, he always says 90% of our decisions are emotional. And so that's why we want to start to create some of the certainty. He's also said we'd all be better off if we made less decisions. And I kind of agree with that. So I'm just talking about these ideas of creating protection in your portfolio, especially as we near retirement. And so we're not going backwards. And there's ways to do that. And then we couple that with creating income we can't outlive. We'll spend a little bit of time on that as well, because I want to talk about, you see how all of these things relate? The other comment I want to make about this, as I said, there's this domino effect on how we do things and what it's costing us when we get into retirement is, and this is part of this analysis when you come in and we look at things, I also look at what do you own in each bucket? What do I mean by that? I've talked about this last week. I'm going to get into a number of ideas here today as it relates to taxes. What you own, in other words, you have an after-tax account, you have a tax-deferred account, potentially. I just had a meeting recently with someone who has all three of these. In other words, they have a trust account or a brokerage account that's a taxable account. You're probably getting 1099s on those right now, and you're paying tax, right? Any income and interest you earn, you got to pay tax on it. And then the second piece is your tax deferred, your retirement accounts, the IRAs, the 401ks, the 403bs, whatever it may be. If you have not taken a distribution, those are tax deferred. It's important, though, we're going to talk about coming up about some of the problems with the large IRAs as it relates to your, again, your retirement plan. And then the third bucket we talk about is tax free, the Roth 401ks, the Roth IRAs. I also want to get into another idea about tax-free, pretty important later on. But what do you own in each? And so when we do this look under the hood, as I said, this portfolio x-ray, what I find often is the individuals have the same thing in every, you know, it's like this cookie cutter approach. I own a 60-40 portfolio, 60% stock, 40% fixed in my IRA. I own a 60-40 in my Roth. You know, again, this is not tax efficient. And I think when we start to see some things in this market, you know, there's some opportunities, especially in the Roths. So there's two things I'll make a comment here. Number one, I just want to remind you the Roth IRA contributions. But the first thing I want to just say is the Roth IRAs, keep in mind, it is tax-free for the rest of your life. There are no minimum distributions. It doesn't matter what the tax rate on is in the future. And so these are where you want to have your growth. You know, if you're going to own the things like the NVIDIA being up 1,000% over the last few years, imagine if you own that in your IRA. I had a conversation with someone that called in. They had bought Tesla many years ago. I think they put $10,000 in. It was worth $100,000. Not that it's a problem. Hey, that's a good thing. But it was all in their IRA. Guess what? Every penny is income taxable on all of that growth. If it's in your Roth, every penny is taxed. Free. So again, my point is there's a couple levels to this analysis we go through as far as your investments. Number one, what do you own? Okay, and then getting organized too. Make, you know, as I said, minimizing the number of accounts you have because there's portability. So now you can monitor and stay on top of it. And then owning the right things in the right bucket. Have your growth in the Roth IRAs. Have your fixed in the IRAs. Why would I want, if I have growth, have more growth in the IRAs, which causes my required distributions to be higher, which causes my tax rates to be higher, where every penny I pull out is. So again, these are things to look at when you start to do an analysis. So it's not just about the investments I own and me in having it match with my risk tolerance, my investment objective, and my time horizon. That's critical. But then also making sure I minimize and have some more tax control. That's how we approach it. That's why I like to say we're a little different by design. But this is part of what you're going to uncover. Because again, think about what it's costing you. And when you take a look at that, it's the same thing in your after-tax account. So these are things you want to take a look at. The other comment I'm going to make on Roth, and then I'll make a little offer here, but again, I just had this meeting with someone. You have until April 15th. I know you're saying, Tom, again, we got it. But I just want to keep repeating this until April 15th, because you have until April 15th to make a Roth IRA contribution for 2024. When April 15th comes and goes, you will lose that opportunity. And you can do 2025. So again, I just met with this couple. They just became clients. I said, did you make your 2024 Roth contribution? They said, no, we did not. Okay, guess what we're going to do? We're going to take $16,000 for the wife, $8,000 for each year, $16,000 for the husband. That's another $8,000 per year, 24 and 25. We're going to reposition $32,000 into an account that's going to be tax-free for the rest of their life, no required distributions, doesn't tax the Social Security. And so this is just one move. This is a good thing. And oh, by the way, we're going to own growth, right? You can do this very simply by just, you know, you can buy SPY. I've mentioned this before. You can buy an ETF, just a pure growth ETF that's diversified, even on smaller Roth IRAs, if you're making your first contribution. By the way, you can contribute to a Roth at any age. You can contribute to a Roth just if you have earned income. You can contribute to a Roth even if you're contributing to your 401k, separate from your 401k. And you can contribute to a Roth even if you're not working, if your spouse is working. So take a look at these ideas. And then we couple that with owning the right thing in the Roth. And then we have an income plan. You see this domino effect I talk. And man, when things are working together, wow, the results can be pretty terrific. I think this is how we approach it. Again, for those of you that really want to take a look at all of these components, when I talk about being complete, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. We'll do the portfolio analysis. We'll look at what you own in each piece. Is there a way to start getting to tax-free? All of these ideas, the other pieces to the plan, creating income you cannot live, this is what I call your retirement roadmap. Again, if you want to start that conversation with us, just pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there. You can download information. You can come to one of our classes. If you want to just email me a question, I will answer it, because I know everybody's situation is unique. As I said, any way we can help you or get you information, all of these little things, it's the old adage, nickels and dimes make dollars. They all add up. All of these little things, it's like that retirement puzzle, one piece at a time, it all comes together. And so this is really important stuff. I just want to give you some ideas and maybe some thought on, hey, how am I looking at my plan and what are the things I can start to do? I have another idea we want to get into when we come back. I'm going to talk to you about another tax-free idea. Maybe you haven't thought about this. I don't want to say it's unique, but most people don't have this in their planning. We're going to get into that. We're also going to get into some other ideas. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If any of there is information that you wanted, we can get out to you. You have questions, you want to schedule a time. As I said, anything that we've covered today, we've talked a little bit about the market. We've talked about, you know, with this volatility, what can you do to look at protecting portions of your portfolio as we get into retirement? This is pretty critical. And then just taking an overall look at your portfolio. What do you own? Where is it at? Are there ways to be much more efficient? Typically, we uncover some things you're probably unaware of. So if you want to take advantage of that, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. 844-864-6711. It's a good exercise to go through. As I posed the question before, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Well, you're probably overdue. I know we get busy with life. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time. There's also information there. If you go to our library, there's a lot that you can download on estate planning, income planning, investment planning. We talked about creating your portfolio. There's information on that as well as other ideas. You can also sign up for our class if you like. We have classes coming up. We do every month, and I think the latest ones are up there. So that's also available to you. I mentioned earlier there was another idea I had here, and I was talking this week and. This week in history, back in 1913, I mentioned this earlier. I guess we call it a fun fact. I don't know if any of you have seen that. It's actually a pretty lame movie, but it's kind of funny. It's called, I'm going way back. It was called Paul Blart, Mall Cop. I mean, okay, it's kind of sad, but it's not bad. I like Kevin James, but he always talks about his fun fact. He had a fun fact. Anyway, I guess that's why I call it a fun fact. The 16th Amendment, it goes into effect. This was giving Congress the power to lay and collect income tax. Now, this wasn't the first strike trying to get income tax in that happened earlier. In fact, the first one, I don't know, for you historians, it was the Civil War. They tried to pass it. It was found unconstitutional. And so, of course, they had to come and change the Constitution. Isn't that great? So we could be taxed. And the income tax rate at that time was 1%, I think, up to all the way up to 7%. And most people weren't in the 7% tax bracket. So prior to 1913, there were no income taxes, none, zero. Wouldn't that be great? Well, the Roth is no income tax. So just think about it. You'd be transported in time, back in time. And so when we talk about getting to tax-free, I do talk a decent amount about that. I think we're in this tax season, and I talk about the difference between tax preparation and tax planning. How many of us are actually doing tax planning? Here's one idea that I wanted to get into over and above just the Roth, and this is tax-free. They're health savings accounts. Now, I also mentioned this this before. There was a study, KFF did this study. It showed that in 1999, the average health insurance premium, family's health insurance premium, was $5,000. 2024, it was $25,000. That's a 324% increase. I know it's a little startling. You probably felt it as we're dealing with this. There's a couple takeaways there, but we're going to have medical expenses. So health savings accounts, what are they? So if you have until, again, this is another April 15th. If you have one, you have until April 15th to fund it. Now, these are the rules for 2025. You can put up to $4,300 as an individual, as a family, can put up to $8,550. But here's the thing that's unique about these. And again, are we incorporating these into a plan? Again, I just want to give you some ideas. The money that you put in the contributions are tax deductible. Some references, I've seen articles, triple tax, the triple tax-free strategy. Well, I guess so. You put money in, first of all, it's tax deductible. So if you were to put $8,000 in for your family this year, it comes off your taxable income, right? The money grows tax-free. As it grows, there are no taxable, you don't get a 1099, you don't pay tax on it. And oh, by the way, in retirement, you get to use it tax-free for medical expenses. How impactful could this be in your planning if you incorporated this other piece? That's in addition to these other. In fact, that's in my one of my reports, which I talked about, you could download from our library, the 7 strategies get to tax-free. HSAs, health savings accounts, are part of those. In fact, you can go to, this is not, Fidelity, Schwab probably has it too, but I know at Fidelity, if you go to Fidelity.com, there's a quick 4 question. They ask, it's answer 4 questions and setting up HSAs, and they've got all kinds of great information. You can set up an HSA in 5 minutes at Fidelity. And these are things that you can start to do. And as I've said before, once you start to get engaged and you start to do some of these things, I think it just becomes more habit, because now you start to look at it. I talked earlier about the 401ks, the orphaned 401ks, getting those into your control. All of these things that are available to you, take advantage of it. But these HSAs, the triple tax advantage, I said, tax deductible going in, there's no tax on it as it's growing, and then it's tax-free when you retire or when you use it for medical expenses in retirement. Imagine that as part of your overall plan. No taxes. And oh, by the way, one other thing I should say, you know, because it never goes on your 1040, and this relates back to your medical, your Medicare premiums, you know, this IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount, you know, that is when you hit certain numbers, you know, your Medicare premiums can go as much as $500 per person, depending on, or more. That's what they take out of the Social Security because based on your income. Guess what? This does not impact your Medicare premiums. I keep talking about the domino effect. One thing impacts the other. So that's why you've heard me say many times, it's not about just growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about, you know, just getting to a number. I've given you the examples of not just saying, what do I own, having a portfolio that makes sense for me. What am I doing to protect it? How do I own it in the different tax strategies, tax-deferred versus tax-free? And then we're talking about how do I minimize the taxes and create income and create more of my income that's tax-free. See how this is when we talk about having a complete plan? For those of you, as I said, if you want to take a look at some of this stuff, do a much deeper dive, not just into your portfolio, see what you own, get organized, start to look at creating an income plan. We will test your plan. We'll uncover, I'm sure, some things, as I say, one or two things, probably a number more things that will impact your retirement. Again, just pick up the phone. Give us a call, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time as well. Send me questions. You know, we're here to help you on any of these things. So there really are a couple things you can do prior to April 15th, which are, as I said, it's not just the Roth IRA contributions for 2024. You may be able to do health savings accounts contributions prior to April 15th. So this is an opportunity to maybe do some things and then make it a habit each year. Take a look at where you stand. And so I've given some of these ideas as much as possible to get you to tax-free. And the other comment I did want to make, because I think I forgot to mention this, was, you know, we're talking about health savings accounts, we're talking about tax-free, but the other aspect of this, which I said earlier, that study that showed, you know, the from 1999 to 2024, the average premium went from $5,000 for a family to $25,000. You know, the other takeaway from this is, we talk about income planning, but really think about, are you including this in your budget? I've talked about this before. The Employee Benefit Research Institute says that roughly half of us, you know, just simply guess when we go into retirement. So there's a couple takeaways from this. Number one, you know, how are we going to pay for it? Are we including this in budget? Are we including this in our overall plan? So when we test your plan, you know, these are things we look at. Plus, we include an inflation factor. Right? Are you including that in your analysis? But I just wanted you to be aware of that. Take a look at this as part of your overall income plan. And are we budgeting for this expense in our retirement? So hopefully that's been helpful as far as how we're evaluating our plan, where we stand. These things are in place. Some of these obstacles or things we need to deal with in retirement. So I hope this has been helpful, at least as some ideas for you. Again, if you want some help, deeper help on this, just give us a call. Pick up the phone, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We'll talk about all of these aspects of your plan and then how to get a complete plan in place. We have a lot more to get into, so stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I always try to keep it simple, which is the five pillars, the five pieces of your plan. We've covered a few of them: your investment plan, your income plan, your tax plan, the asset protection, and the estate planning piece. Do you have those five pieces and pillars in place? Maybe not perfect, but if you can use that as a blueprint or a roadmap to evaluate your plan and say, okay, can I check the box on these? I think that's a good start. And so, as I said, I know we're busy with life. Procrastination is the biggest obstacle. I'll say that's number one, because if we don't take action, and then we have to, if we don't do some of these things, you know, how's it going to impact our retirement? You know, we can't go back in time. If you want some of the information we talked about, or if you want to schedule a time to do these things, the portfolio analysis, the tax planning strategies, looking into that, because everybody's situation is unique, pick up the phone. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, as I said. We can schedule a time to talk. You can send us questions. You can come to one of our classes, which you can register online, get our newsletter. It's all about getting information that's going to make a difference in your planning. I did want to talk a little bit about this study, which is interesting, and I think it's illustrative, actually. This was according to the Federal Reserve. I mentioned this at the beginning. Baby boomers have amassed $76 trillion. That's just crazy. $76 trillion in net worth. The study also says, as they get into retirement, they're not spending it. Now, that's 52% of all net wealth is controlled by the baby boomers. And there was three reasons. One of them is the most, I think, critical here. But one is they want to leave money to their kids and grandkids. That's nice. And that's a whole nother discussion, as I say, with the estate planning. This is going to be the largest transfer of wealth in the history of the world, from this baby boomer generation down to, we've had discussions on that. I don't know if I have time to get into it today, but you know, when we talk about tax-free retirement accounts, we keep in mind on your IRAs and your 401ks, I've talked about the issues with large IRAs, not just the fact that during your lifetime you're going to have to pay the tax on them, but keep in mind your children and grandchildren, someone is paying, your spouse first and then children and grandchildren. The tax does not go away. It's someone's going to pay the tax. And in some cases, when it goes to your children, that may be in their highest tax years, highest income earning years. And then they have to turn around and give 30% or more back to the government. Roth IRAs are tax-free to your children. And in fact, they have 10 years to defer it tax-free. So these are just things, again, we get into when you come in. It's not just about, which is important, we talk about the six essential documents. Do you have a trust? Do you have powers of attorney for financial, power of attorneys for medical, pour over wills, the whole set of documents. But then also, what are you doing from a tax planning standpoint? You know, there's an estate tax in the state of Illinois, potentially, and a federal estate tax. You could be exposed to either or both. In addition to that, there's an income tax. The IRAs are income taxable. That's separate from the estate tax. Whether or not you have an estate tax, that is an inheritance. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get off on that, but I just want you to be aware of some of these things. That's what we pride ourselves on, really simplifying this, and then having you come out of any meetings or discussions with, I get it, it makes sense. I've said that many times before. One of the best responses that happens when I have these meetings, when we go through these things, is someone says, I get it. That makes sense. Because there's just, in this industry, there's just too much uncertainty. But as I said, if you want to really take a deeper dive into this stuff and look at your situation, throw everything in a box. Give us a call. Pick up the phone. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Sorry, I went off there. But as I said, you start down one road, it relates to another. But if you imagine of all of these five pieces to your plan, these five pillars connected and they were efficient, this is really what it's about. The other thing, I'm sorry, I started with the baby boomers amassing the $76 trillion but not spending it. The first was they wanted to leave money to their children and grandchildren. I'm sorry, that's where I started. The other reason is they said they learned to live without big travel and big ticket items during COVID and stayed with it. Kind of sad, but it's just, you know, not doing without, I guess. And so they kind of stuck with it. And then the biggest fear, which is the most important, is the reason they haven't spent is the fear they'll get sick or live too long and run out of money. And so we talked about this before. Yeah. The life expectancy could be 30 years in retirement. Are you comfortable going 30 years without a paycheck? And what is that income plan? Now I'm on to another piece of those five pillars, which is, you know, the income plan. And so these are things when you see the market volatile, bounce up and down, and now there's concern. Well, imagine if you could have the paychecks coming in that replace your current paychecks, and yet an income plan that accomplished that. Would that reduce your stress maybe in the market, or, you know, reduce the anxiety and the angst? I would say so. right? If you can have paychecks, as I've said many times before, the difference between feeling wealthy and not wealthy is just having more income than expenses. And so that's something else we do. We talk about creating income plans. We talked earlier about protecting the assets. But there's a whole piece on that as far as the Social Security decisions. There's creating and trying to maximize your cumulative lifetime benefit. I had a meeting just this week, as I said, every week we talk about these topics when people come in. They were going to defer till 70. Now, we're going to do a Social Security analysis for them that might make more sense, you know, depending on where they're at. You know, it's a lot of moving parts here. You know, are you single? Are you married? What's your family history? What are your other assets? So that whole Social Security decision, again, how do we analyze that? That's something we do. We look at numbers. I try to stay away from opinion. Do you have a pension? What are you doing to create income? There, we look at other things like annuities to create lifetime income. Now, the dividends and income that comes from your investment, that's a whole nother. See how this relates with the investment plan too? But now if you could create an income plan to say, I'm confident that I'm going to have income for the rest of my life, indexed for inflation, and for my spouse's life, for those of you who are married, how would that make you feel? And then you have the investments, and then I'm minimizing taxes. This is how it all comes together. And so when we talk about baby boomers amassing $76 trillion in net worth, I think some of the biggest reason is this uncertainty, and this is why we want to provide clarity. So for those of you that want to take advantage of that, we'll test your plan. We'll create the income plan. We'll talk about taxes, your investment and portfolio. All of these things are part of it. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. It's that simple. 630-864-6711. And you go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. If you want to schedule a time, send me an email. We can even chat on the phone for 15 minutes and maybe talk about one or two things that it's always, hey, if something can make a difference, that's a good thing, even if it's one or two things. That's why we're here. And again, you can come to our classes. We have a couple coming up very soon in the next month. And download information. Any way we can help you. As always, we're out of time here. We've covered a lot of ground. I hope it's been a helpful hour for you here. Giving you one or two ideas. That was my goal at the beginning. I think I've delivered on that. As always, we're going to be back next week. The same time, same station. So I hope you'll join us. Everyone, have a blessed week. And let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.